U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue made a brief visit to Vermont today. The former Georgia governor visited a large-scale sugaring operation and met with state officials. A trip to a dairy farm was not on his schedule, but dairy producers showed up anyway and asked the secretary to consider changes to federal dairy policy that they say would help their struggling industry. VPR's John Dillon has more.
Perdue got a little maple sugaring 101 during a tour of Georgia Mountain maples. Kevin Harrison, co-owner of the 160,000 tap operation, explained some of the basics, like how cold nights and warm days make the sap flow.
If it were to stay warm, like 60 or 70 degrees 3 days in a row, the tree will start to bud. We'll still get sap, but the flavor of the syrup is off.
I had no idea USDA was grading the maple syrup either, you know. You only make grade A, right?
Of course.
Georgia Mountain maple, with its giant gleaming evaporators, high-tech reverse osmosis machine, and bustling showroom, is a prime example of maple's success story in Vermont. And some dairy farmers who showed up at the event hope to draw the comparison for Perdue between booming maple and struggling dairy. Phil Parent farms in Enosburg, and he says maple's success is due in large part to a system organized by producers north of the border. The Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers maintains a syrup reserve, which they use to control the regional supply. Parent says Quebec's system basically helps establish the price Vermont producers get for their maple products.
And I can't help but see the correlation between the maple and the dairy, the world of difference we're seeing. Maple's been thriving in this area because of what the Federation did up in Quebec. They managed their supply, and I think that's the key to having a proper price for your product. You know, to get a minimum price for what your cost of production is covered by.
Parent says his cost of production for about the last 4 years is higher than the price he gets for the milk he sells. So he was hoping to talk to Perdue about a supply management system he and other farmers think would help bring production in line with demand and boost prices in the process.
Well, I was hoping, we don't know if we're going to be able to have the time allotted for that, but I think it's a very important issue that should be brought up here.
Perdue did meet with some dairy farmers who showed up at Georgia Mountain Maple, but in a question and answer session with reporters, the secretary did not say what Parent wanted to hear.
The dairy industry is wide and broad in the U.S. I don't really see a lot of hopes for a Canadian-type supply management system. Look, when you're under economic stress and duress, you look for any kind of help where you can find it. I certainly understand. I'm not offended by the question. I just don't think the spirit of entrepreneurship and economic liberty in the United States really calls for a supply management system in any of our crop areas.
Perdue says the USDA will speed up the rulemaking for a new dairy insurance program that should help farmers cover some of their losses. He says the program should be in place by June.
These farmers have had it tough. They are on a scale. Most of your Vermont dairy farmers are smaller, and it's been a tough go out there. But if they can just hang on, I think in the summer, we don't say this very often, the federal government helps on the way.
Perdue also addressed another need of rural Vermont and rural America, better broadband internet service. The Agriculture Secretary encouraged Vermont communities and internet providers to apply for a new round of USDA grants designed to boost broadband in underserved areas. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.